Chapter 4, The Mind of God. There is an intelligence which is in all things and through all things. This is the one real substance. From it all things proceed. It is intelligent substance or mind stuff. It is God. Where there is no substance, there can be no intelligence. For where there is no substance, there is nothing. Where there is thought, there must be a substance which thinks. Thought cannot be function, for function is motion, and it is inconceivable that mere motion should think. Thought cannot be vibration, for vibration is motion, and that motion should be intelligent is not thinkable. Motion is nothing but the moving of substance. If there be intelligence shown, it must be in the substance and not in the motion. Thought cannot be the result of motions in the brain. If thought is in the brain, it must be in the brain substance and not in the motions which brain substance makes. But thought is not in the brain substance, for brain substance without life is quite unintelligent and dead. Thought is in the life principle, which animates the brain in the spirit substance, which is the real man. The brain does not think. The man thinks and expresses his thought through the brain. There is a spirit substance which thinks. Just as the spirit substance of man permeates his body and thinks and knows in the body, so the original spirit substance, God, permeates all nature and thinks and knows in nature. Nature is as intelligent as man, yet knows more than man. Nature knows all things. The all mind has been in touch with all things from the beginning, and it contains all knowledge. Man's experience covers a few things, and these things man knows. But God's experience covers all the things that have happened since the creation, from the wreck of a planet or the passing of a comet to the fall of a sparrow. God knows all that there is, all that has ever been, and all that will ever be. God is wrapped about us and folds us and presses upon us from every side. All the encyclopedias men have written are but trivial affairs compared to the vast knowledge held by the mind in which men live, move, and have their being. The truths men perceive by inspiration are thoughts held in his mind. If there were not thoughts, men could not perceive them, for they would have no existence, and they could not exist as thoughts unless there is a mind for them to exist in. And a mind can be nothing else than a substance which man thinks. Man is a thinking substance, a portion of the cosmic substance, but man is limited, while God has no limits. We are immersed in mind, and that mind contains all knowledge and all truth. It is seeking to give us this knowledge, for God delights to give good gifts to his children. The prophets and seers and great men and women, past and present, were made great by what they received from God, not by what they were taught by man. This limitless reservoir and wisdom is open to you. You can draw upon it as you will, according to your needs. You can make yourself what you desire to be. You can do what you wish to do. You can have what you want. Michelle here. Before we go on to the next chapter, can you feel this? You are one with omniscience. This is what this great man, Wallace D. Wattles, who was tapped in, was doing his best to transmit to us. That's why these books from enlightened souls who understood this truth are ageless and timeless, as you are. Your mind is the mind of God. Meditate. Contemplate these words, and you too will be all that you can be, a great man, a great woman. Now let's go on to the next exciting chapter.
Motivation, imagination, meditation, contemplation, realization, a high vibration, transformation, communication,
motivation,
simulation, and dedication.